Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm here with you guys live again this week, talking about a topic that's been really fun for me lately, dynamic living. And what the hell is that anyway? And it may not be what you think it is. I had my world rocked. Hold on one second. I was hearing some weird noises at the beginning of my show, but it's gone now. I had my world rocked in the most recent Access Consciousness 7-day class in Costa Rica, in a lot of ways, with a lot of different conversations. And Gary Douglas, who was facilitating the class, who is the founder of Access Consciousness, asked me, or gave me the question that I could start asking, which is, what would it be like if I was living my life as dynamically as I can every moment of every day? And I started asking that question and really realizing that I had a lot of points of view about what dynamic living is. And for a while it was like, oh, well, if I was living as dynamically as I can every moment of every day, I'd be like totally like on fire, and I'd be like completely on, and I'd be like moving really, really fast, and I just started to play with those energies and realize that dynamic living, dynamically, and dynamic living is actually really about presence, being super present with whatever is going on. And it could be a lot like softer energies or mellower energies, that it could be being super on fire and creating dynamically, and everything is possible. And it's something that I've started to look at and play with and go, wow, okay, so right now in this 10 seconds, am I living as dynamically as I can? What is that? What is that? Like, how present can I be with myself right now? How present can I be with the world right now? How present can I be with, even if I'm by myself, like being present with the whole world, being present with the planet and the earth and the, like right now there's birds in the trees outside of my window, being present with those birds, but being present with birds that are in the Amazon and in Asia and the, you know, droplets of water in the ocean and other people and what other people are creating in the world. And it gives it, for me, one of the things that's been showing up is just this sense of receiving. There's a lot of things I could say about that. I'm very, very autistic today. Like, I have lots of things going through my brain at once. But being very, actually receiving, just right now, what if you could become dynamically aware right now of as much as you can possibly be aware of, like actually really expanding your awareness to include the planet, to include the people that you know and beyond, maybe even to include people that you don't know, to include everything that's happening in the world right now. And what if it could be a contribution to you? And what if you could receive from everything that's going on? And one of the things that really stops us from doing that is our judgments and going, oh, I don't want to tap into other people's worlds. I don't want to, you know, read the news or know what's going on in the world or know about the horrible things that people are doing to each other or to the planet. And the thing is that when you cut off your awareness of all of those different realities, all of those different aspects of what's actually happening and occurring, you stop yourself from being willing to perceive and receive lots of different awareness and information and to use it to your advantage. Because if you know what's actually going on, if you have awareness of what is going on the planet right now with the earth and with nature and with people and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's like all of it just becomes energies that you're aware of that you can then use to create what it is that you would like to create. And a great question is when there is something that you're aware of that you don't maybe want to be aware of is, how can I use this to my advantage? Like, what if you could actually be aware of things that, you know, aren't that fun to be aware of, and use those things, use those energies, use what you're aware of, what you're perceiving to create more in your world and in the world. It's when you have that information and you have that awareness that you, it's just more energy that you have in your world to create with. And so what would that be like? And so that's sort of like, we like a really global way of looking at this possibility of living dynamically, of dynamic living. And I want to also definitely take you through how can you use that to create in your own life, and what would that be like to really be applying as like a greater space of presence, a greater space of awareness of what's going on around you, and receiving from everything that's available for you, to you, to be creating the things that you'd like to have in your life, like in your business and in your, you know, your relationships and with your families and all of that. And what would that be like? And I mean, even so, when I say that, it's like the family conversation pops. That's one of the areas of life that kind of baffles me the most in a way. The extreme lack of dynamic living that parents tend to do. And I have definitely been in that camp. It's like, I think when I became a mom, I actually, it was sort of like the end of living dynamically. Like, it was like, okay, well, now I need to, I mean, I was living dynamically for my babies, you know, and like getting up at night, taking care of them and all that kind of stuff. But my own life sort of stopped, really. It sort of felt like, well, I don't have a life now. I don't get to have a life. I don't get to create in the world. I just, you know, nurse children and change their diapers and keep them from killing themselves when they're running around, you know, out of control at age two and running out into the middle of the street or whatever. And so it still is one of these areas where I look around and I look at the lives of a lot of parents and sometimes for me too, where I go, wow, this is kind of boring. And this is actually one of the places where this conversation came from, was a conversation around boredom and how I was saying to Gary at the class, you know, I'm bored. Like, I didn't even realize how bored I was. I'm bored with what I'm up to, with what I'm creating. And I create a lot and I do a lot and all that. And that was when he gave me that question. So being a parent for me has actually been, until I realized what else was possible, it was a very boring part of life. I don't tend to love routine. I don't love doing the same thing every day. I don't love getting up in the morning and taking my kids to school. Not my favorite, I must admit. And sort of like going into that world of like, this is what we do every single day. We drop the kids off and then we go to work and then we, you know, and then at the end of the day, we pick them up and then we have dinner and then they do homework. And then, you know, to me, that has just been such a boring way of living. And so I've never really created my life with my kids that way. In the beginning, maybe, you know, obviously they didn't go to school, but in the beginning a little bit, but once I realized that I was really different and that I had different, my desires as a mom were not what, you know, everybody tells you they're supposed to be. I mean, as a parent, it's like you're supposed to love it. It's supposed to be amazing. And you're supposed to love sort of having no life for a long time. And that really, I never loved that. And I, you know, so many parents actually don't either, but there's not even like an invitation for a conversation in the world to even have the point of view that it's not fun to be a parent. And so I like to bring that up just even sometimes to invite people to go, wow, that's actually what's going on with me, you know, because it's really hard to be happy if you're not happy. It's hard to be happy if you're living what everybody else is telling you you're supposed to be living. And the, you know, day in, day out kind of reality that for a lot of people, if you're listening to this show, this, you would have hung up by now if that were not true for you. So what would it be like to be living as dynamically as you can every moment of every day if you have a family, or if you have any sort of a routine in your life? Maybe you have a job that you go to every day. What would it be like to actually like see every day as a new day, as a different day, and be asking questions and be present with the ever-changing energies of things and of the universe and of what's available to you each day, which was not necessarily what was available to you the day before, and living from that space of like, what if life could actually be an adventure rather than a you know, sort of linear progression of events that happens all the time recurringly, you know. So, and as a parent, I mean, if we just sort of look a little bit more into that conversation, it's like, you know, kids, there's also this sort of lie in this reality that kids love routine and that kids thrive on routine. Like, I remember when I was getting divorced, my kids were really young. They were 1 and 3. And it was this whole thing about they really need consistency and they really need, you know, dependability and they really need to have a rhythm and they really need, you know, all this stuff. And it was like, so I did that for a little bit, but their dad and I both travel a lot. And so we actually have really never had a consistent schedule that, you know, anybody could ever pin down. And it's really worked for my kids. And that's part of the joy for me of having a really dynamic life is like, well, next week I'm going to be in Australia. And then, you know, for a month later, I'm going to be in Brazil. And in between there, I'm going to be, you know, traveling and just doing different things. But I didn't tell myself that I couldn't have that reality as a parent. And I also didn't tell myself, and I still don't, and I never have, that my kids will suffer if we don't have regularity in our world. You know, my kids are really aware. My kids get bored too. They like to mix it up. They like to change it up. And they also know that I'm totally here and that I'm totally present with them. Dynamically present with my kids all the time. Doesn't matter if I'm in Australia or Europe or Boulder, or it doesn't matter where I am and where they are. They know that I'm with them energetically. I'm present with them. I don't pull out of their worlds ever. And so that's been something for me that has allowed me to really honor that we all like to have things be different and have things be changing all the time, is just to go, no, what's actually true here is that we're all infinite beings and it's really fun to mix things up. And they still ask, hey, when am I going back to dad's, or when am I coming back to your house? And there's no wrongness at all. It's just like, there's just this space of like, oh, what's going on today? What's going on this week? You know, oh, okay, well, this week you're going to be at dad's and then you're going to be here. And that's just one tiny, tiny example. But it's like, what if part of living dynamically was actually your willingness to know what's true for you and your choice for what is true for you and your choice to create your life based on what's true for you. It may not be routine. It may not be regularity. It may not be, you know, the same thing all the time. And the thing about what's true for you is that changes all the time. It changes all the time. And so being present, here we are back to that, being super present is part of you having the awareness of, okay, well, what's true for me today? What's true for me right now? What's true for me in this 10 seconds? What would be fun for me? Not from defining what's true for you, creating any sort of definition around what's true for you, because that doesn't really give you any choice. It just gives you more conclusion and less awareness and less possibility. But really just looking at like, okay, well, so what if part of it is like, what would be fun right now? That's a question I love to ask. What would be fun right now? What would be a fun thing for you to choose right now, today? And even if you have things on your calendar and you have, you know, your day is pretty booked and all of that, it's like you can still be, like for me, it's like, okay, so I could have, you know, I knew this morning that at this time I would be doing my radio show. And, but I didn't know what I was going to be saying. I never do. I never plan it out. Even, you know, 30 seconds before I got on, I was like, oh, okay, this is the topic. I knew what the topic was. I've been playing with that for a while, but it was like, what do I actually want to say about this topic? Well, I wonder what's going to come out of my mouth. That's part of dynamic living, is just going, I don't have to have my ducks in a row. I don't have to have it all lined up and planned out. I can show up and create with the energies that are present. I can show up and create with the energies that are present for this radio show, for my children, as a parent, as a business person in the world. Like, I can continually show up and go, oh, right now there's something new available. There's something different available. And part of the willingness to function from that space and to be that and to do that is actually a willingness to change, which is one of the biggest elements to me of living a dynamic life, living as dynamically as I can, is actually allowing, like, dynamic is there, like, there's, it's about change, right? When something is dynamic, it's not static. It's not, it is changing all the time. And so the willingness to have change all the time is something that really contributes to the space that we're playing with here. And, you know, most people are pretty committed to not having change and pretty committed to their lives never changing, or only changing in a particular way. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. Because we are at our first break. And so we're going to take a little moment here and we will be back very shortly. This is Heather Nichols and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series. My gift to you. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and this is Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking about dynamic living today, living dynamically, a very broad topic, really, that you can apply to any area of life or all of it if you dare. And it really is a super different choice. Like, it really, living, well, let me, I pulled up the definition of dynamic while we were on the break. Dynamic is characterized by constant change, activity, or progress. A force that stimulates change or progress within a system or process. So, characterized by constant change, activity, or progress. What would it be like to have a life that was about constant change and activity and progress? And activity, you know, but change and progress. I mean, constant activity, it depends on what that looks like, and that could look like a lot of things. But, and what if it doesn't have, that doesn't mean that it's about now all of a sudden you have to be working your butt off and doing, like, being in constant activity. You know, what if you could have, what if there's a space of being that is about being you that is super dynamic that may not always be active, may not always be doing lots of things, and sometimes you will be doing lots of things, but a space of dynamic being where everything that you be actually changes the molecules around you and creates something greater. And part of that is what we were talking about before, with just that willingness to have the levels of awareness that a lot of us don't want to have of what's up in the world, what's going on in the world. And one of the things that Gary Douglas said recently on his brilliant, brilliant Business Time calls was that the only thing you need to have a successful business is change. And I just thought that was so, I have never heard that before. And to me, that really, really rang true. And it was so brilliant. It was like, wow, change always creates something. Well, it always just creates something different, right? And change is also what is always going on in the universe. I mean, the universe is constantly changing. The earth is constantly changing. So to think that our lives would not thrive with those energies is sort of ridiculous. And so much of what we shoot for in our lives and in the world is like this stability and like staticness, which is the opposite of dynamic. And this like sense of like no change and regulation and, you know, a rhythm or whatever it is that people strive for. And it's funny because a lot of people don't want to have change and they don't even have lives that they're happy with, you know. And then when you do, when your life gets better and you do have things that you're excited about in your life, then you don't want that to change because, you know, you finally got somewhere, you finally got to something, and now, you know, what are you going to do? Let all of that fall apart? You got to hold on to it, you know, because you might not be able to create anything greater. And these are all of the crazy spaces that we function from when we're creating our businesses and our lives and our families and all of that. That's literally like, I have to just like keep this from changing because I don't know how to manage change. I would be out of control. My life would be out of control if I had too much change. So everything that, everywhere that you've been committed to the sameness, the staticness, the completely non-dynamic nature of being, of creating your life, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shirts, quiz, mans. And what I just said, if you've never heard that before, is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which, talk about dynamic change, it just literally deletes a whole bunch of unconscious stuff that is standing in your way of creating something greater for your life. So if we look at dynamic living, I mean, to me, you know, this radio show is about creation, and business is one of my favorite places to play with creation. And if we look at dynamic living, dynamic creation, and well, okay, so we've defined dynamic, let me just back up for a second, as constant change and what was the other word? Progress. Constant change and progress. Now, what is living? What is living? Living is, it's actually a space of being. It's a space of creation that is kind of inherently dynamic, we in Access Consciousness, we look at life and living, two very different energies. Life is about completion. For a lot of people, they want to get life right. They want to get this, like, they want life to be the way that they do life to be correct. And life, according to this reality, is like a big, it's a big conclusion. It's a big period. It's a big stopping point. It's a big, you know, there is nothing else but this. Living is getting up every morning and going, who am I? And what grand and glorious adventures can I have today? What can I create today? What can I choose today? What is going to show up today with my business and my, like, what I'm creating in the world and what I'm being in the world and the gift that I can be and all of that. And really, really being in this space where there's constant change and constant creation, that is the energy of living. So dynamic living, like, you know, maybe it's more of a synonym than I thought, but constant change, constant progress with this ever unfolding, expanding space of creation, that is your life and living. Rather than looking to get it right, looking for the period, looking for the conclusion of that life is that where pretty much all creation stops. So everywhere that you've been trying to get life right, rather than living dynamically, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, punch, shirts, boys, and mans. And what would it, I mean, the thing about dynamic living is, why would you even want to have dynamic living? Well, it's a hell of a lot more fun to actually be creating every day than be living at the effect of this reality and the people around you. That's one thing. And if you're looking to have greater, you know, I mean, yes, greater fun, greater joy, greater connection, greater ease, greater peace, greater success with your business, greater joy with your body, greater relationships, you have to actually stay in the question. You have to actually stay present with what is. You have to actually play with the ever-changing nature of things rather than be looking for to manage and mitigate change. You know, this, if you look at everything that goes on with the earth and, you know, beyond, I mean, the whole universe, there's always change going on. Always. So to think that we're you know, exempt from that, or not somehow not that that doesn't apply to us, is slightly insane. And it's totally a construct of our minds that just want to get it right and check out, really. Checking out is not something that is available. Like, if you're committed to living dynamically, checking out isn't really an option. I mean, checking out is more something that we do to avoid something rather than to create something. Would you like to spend your days creating all day long every day, or would you like to spend your days checking out and avoiding and not having the awareness that you actually have? That creates a hell of a lot more work for you. Some people think it's easier to do that, but it actually creates, well, your life is going to be way less fun and you'll probably be quite miserable. And changing things, you know, then becomes, it's like you've built this like huge solid brick wall and now you have to get past your own wall and into something different and greater. So living, the choice to be present, the choice to be dynamically living every day, is actually a choice that is very pragmatic. If you're asking for more in your life, you probably wouldn't be listening to my radio show if you're not. If you're asking for more in any area of life, or something different or something greater, then you getting present, you getting here, you being dynamically present and living dynamically is going to help you to change and create more than, then you basically just have you. You have you. And you know way more about what is required to create more in your life, and what you can choose to create more in your life. Like, you actually know more about that than anybody. And that's one of the things that I love about the tools of Access Consciousness, is we get to, there's such an acknowledgement of what each one of us knows. And what I know about living dynamically for me, and dynamic creation of my business, my life, and my everyday, what I know about that is going to be very different than what you know. What's true for me is going to be very different than what's true for you. So, and what's so cool about this stuff is that when you begin to get curious about what you do know, and, you know, I mean, sometimes that just even shows up like as the ideas that you have, or the awareness that you have, or somewhere where you get sort of stuck and you're like, oh, wait, what's right about this? Oh, wait, I know something here. Like, something needs to change here. I'm aware of that, you know. And a lot of times that awareness doesn't show up as cognition. It's way more of an energy. So, but all those things, it's like as we play more with knowing everything that we know and be curious about that, and are willing to actually choose that and go, all right, I'm not a business expert. I'm not even going to listen to the business experts. And certainly they might have great ideas that you can use, but if you don't rely on other people outside of you, I'm going to actually go with my awareness here as to what's going to create greater. And my dynamic presence of, okay, right now, what are the possibilities that are available to be created today? And what is it that pops for you? Because you'll get energy, or you'll get some awareness or ideas, or, you know, one of your projects might just start talking to you. And just meaning like all of a sudden, you know, maybe a particular project just pops into your mind. That's part of this whole space of creating from asking questions and from what it is that you know. And what's so funny about it is that it's incredibly dynamic, and yet at the same time, in this world, we look for the things that sort of hit us over the head like a 2x4, you know. We look for the things that are like glaringly obvious, or where we just get like smacked, you know, into like, oh, of course, it is this thing. Like, this is what's required for me to create today or whatever. But actually, when you start to function more from the awareness of what you can be creating and how dynamically you can be creating in your life, and like really playing with the energies of that, you actually, that those energies are so much they're like whispery, they're subtle, they're not glaringly obvious, they're not going to like smack you over the head. It's more like these tiny little puffs of, you know, awareness or air or whispers that come into your world to show you something different. And we actually have to, part of living dynamically is being so present that we are willing to be aware of those energies and go, wow, I could like, I have my to-do list here. And as I look at my to-do list, there's a huge charge in my world and there's a lot of judgment around, I haven't done it and blah, blah. And I could also just look at the energy and go, oh, there's that little tiny thread right there. There's that little barely perceptible energy right there. And following that, and what's funny and cool and ironic and interesting to me is that living dynamically is really about being with those energies and being, not like, it doesn't have to be big and grandiose. It doesn't have to have a big charge to it. It's really just, oh, okay, there's a whole lot that I'm aware of. And am I willing to be with it? Am I willing to follow it? Am I willing to say yes to it and create with it and create a future with it, with everything that I know and everything that I'm aware of and all of my creations that are talking to me? And the molecules of creation and the contribution of the universe. So totally different space of creating your life and your living and your business and your reality and your future. And we will talk more about that after our second break. So you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we'll be back in just a moment.
On Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment. Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel, VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about dynamic living and living as dynamically as you can every moment of every day. And what is that? What is that anyway? And one of the things I wanted to bring into this conversation is actually creating the future. When you have that dynamic space of presence and awareness and willingness to change and willingness to be doing things differently every day and moving things forward and creating and destroying and uncreating and then creating some more, making different choices all of the time, you're actually creating a greater future. And, you know, when we look to have things be static and stable and fixed, there's no future at all. Like we try to defend against the future, that the future always has changed. Like the future is always going to be different because that is how the universe works. Like things always change and you cannot predict your future. You cannot defend against the change that will be showing up in your future. You can choose to be present with those energies and to be also a force of change in the world that will create a future. And so, and one of the things that I love about this conversation of creating a future is that you actually, you know, today is the future that we created yesterday, you know, and the day before and the day before and all of that. And so the future isn't, and yes, it can be 500 years into the future. That's one of the questions that I love asking is, you know, if I choose this, what will the world be like in 500 years? Am I creating a future 500 years into the future or am I decaying, you know? Because I'm really interested in the planet, the future of the planet and thrival, you know, whatever that looks like in 500 years. And tomorrow and in 5 months and in 5 years and in 10 years and all of that. And so one of the ways that we begin to actually create more of a future, which then can be starting to show up even tomorrow and the next day and next month and next year, is to be really aware of what would be fun for us. Like what would be a reality that you would like to live on planet Earth? Like if this world could be anything, what would you choose? What would you have it be? If your life could be anything, what would you like it to be? What would you like for your family? Like the energy of you, if you're a parent, you know, what would you like it to be like with your children and for your whole family? How much joy, how much play, how much interaction, how much travel, how much different things every day, you know, how much dynamic living would you like to have with your family? How much dynamic living would you like to have with your business and your money flows and your body and your relationships and all those areas of life that can truly be so much more fun if we're willing to have them be different every day and have things show up to surprise and delight us and to surprise and delight ourselves by what we create. And so one of the ways that we can do that is to start to actually get a sense of what would actually be fun for us and then to begin to create it in the world, like to begin to be those energies, to go, wow, okay, so what would it be like if your life was really as expansive and generative and joyful as you would love for it to be, as you know it can be? Are you willing to be those energies now? And you may not even know how to do that, so to speak, but it's really just asking the question, you know, what energy can I be? What energy space and consciousness can I be the energy of the future that I would love to see, that I would love to have, that I would love to create and actualize as my life and as the world? and start to be those energies and start to invite the awareness that you have from the rest of the of everything, like from the whole universe. What awareness do you have that every single day you could be choosing more of, or you can be choosing something different to create something different? And what would that be like? And, you know, what if every day was really truly a choice for the future, a choice for what it is that you know, what you perceive as possible for the world? And you could be choosing that every day. And again, it doesn't look, you know, any particular way. It's not the way that this all shows up. It's not ordered. It's not like, here's your 10-step process, you know. It's more just, you know, what could you choose today that would really be a match for those energies, that would expand you being those energies, and change things up. How much change are you willing to have in a day? How much change are you willing to have with your business today, with your money flows today? If you're willing to have huge change with your money flows, you can make a lot more money. and if you're asking for it, you know, you could have a lot more money coming into your world. Are you willing to have your money flows change that dynamically, that quickly? And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, but they could go down too. But it's like, if you're really playing with these tools and you're asking for more and you're asking for greater and you're willing to be anything and be as dynamic as you actually be, then there is, you know, you really become unstoppable, and the future that you can create becomes available to you in totally new and different ways. It's definitely a big topic, a very kind of energetic topic, especially for a radio show. But hey, I always love trying the challenging conversations and the, like, seeing what I can create that, you know, others might say is impossible. So, and I'm actually going to be diving into this even more in my next set of energy polls. I've been doing these energy polls for, I think, 6 months now, since June, every month a different topic, and really playing with, what are energy polls? It's actually actually a great tool for creating the future that you would like to have, and from a space of playing with energy and actually practicing receiving, dynamic receiving, so that your receiving becomes greater and more dynamic and alive every day. You start to receive more from the universe, more contribution, more ideas, more creations, more, and that increases and expands your life in every way. So energy pulls are a tool in Access Consciousness that really allow you to practice that, to actually practice those energies, to practice. If you would like to have a reality where you have this much travel and this much money and these wonderful people in your world and this is what your relationships are like, to step into that energy now, to be that energy now, to pull in from everywhere, all over the universe, that can contribute to those, to that becoming your reality. And they are absolutely one of the most dynamic tools for creation. And I've seen my own life really, really expand from these energy pulls. They created a lot more happiness for me, a lot more ease, a lot more money flows, a lot more, like, just a lot of change in my business, a lot of growth in my business. And I know a lot of the people that have been doing them with me and with other people. There's lots of Access Consciousness facilitators that do energy pulls, and they've created something really spectacular in people's lives. And so I'm really excited, because this next set of pulls that we're doing is called Creating the Future Now, Dynamic Master Pulls for Dynamic Living. So we're actually going to really turn up the potency of the pulls, be playing with them in a slightly different way, slightly more advanced way, and actually really playing with, all right, because the only way that you can create change in your world, that you can create, like, if you're asking for more money in your life, for example, you want to actually start to ask for possibility. You want to start to be a future possibility that doesn't exist, that hasn't, you haven't perceived before. And start to be that and pull into that and make that more substantial as your world. And as you do that, like, those things start to show up and the future actually becomes a reality now. And when you're not interacting with the future, when you're not creating a future, when you're not creating for the future, you're just sort of creating in the survival mode of that static living of, like, I have to just do today what I have to do today. I have to pay the bills. I have to get through the day. It gets really boring, really lackluster, really frustrating for some people, annoying, you know, just is not very much fun to just be like, today I'm getting up and I'm going to handle all the shit that I need to handle. That's not very fun. And in order to have something different, you have to start to create your future as something different, which is what you can start to do today. If you get out of this sense of, I've got to handle my life today, and into a space of, I would actually like to create a different future today. And you continually nurture that future and create more with that future, then there's some serious magic that begins to show up. And you begin to live more dynamically, more presently, playing with the energies that you're aware of right now. How can they contribute to you? How can they contribute to what you're creating? And things can really, really change. So I'm super excited to explore this particular topic, creating the future now, master poles for dynamic living. We're just really going to practice every single day what that is. And what I've seen from these energy poles is they take on a life of their own, and there's new conversations and new topics that we can cover every day. It's a Facebook group, and I do a Facebook Live video every day. These polls, I'm going to be doing twice a day, morning and night. Not every day, but some days I'll do evening polls as well, and a little energy poll to really start to actualize those things that we're asking for. So we're starting November 17th, this coming Friday. And if you are hearing this after the fact, you might still be able to join. You can go to heathernichols.com/future polls. All one word, future polls, and sign up there. And I think it's going to be ridiculously fun. I've been really blown away by how much greater my life becomes every time we take a new topic. And this past month has been on receiving. The month before was on elegance. There's a way that these conversations really build on each other and create more availability for greater conversations and different conversations in the future. And so I wonder what we're actually creating here and what conversations we can actually be having and what future we can be creating. Because when you begin to choose to create the future is when everything in your life opens up. And to be dynamically present with that is one of the greatest gifts that you can give to you and to the world. So come and join us. It's heathernichols.com/future polls, starting this Friday, November 17th. And how much fun can we have? I hope you all have a fabulous week. We'll be back next week for more on holidays done different. And until then, enjoy. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.